Yes, we are going to do this.
We are going to do this. It's on. Not much is on, but this show is on. my name is Cassie. That's Chris. We are going to sound a little shitty this week because we are recording through our computer. We can see each other, but we're not recording through professional microphones or in the studio. So please bear with us. Please be kind. We are just doing the best we can.
Oh, you know what? Don't be kind. Let us have it. Go nuts in the comments. Just tell us what you reckon.
Just give us a reason to be angry on top of the already huge list.
We're laughing, but it's true.
We're laughing, but on the inside we are screaming. And like on a serious note, I don't even want to say the word, but I just like, I'm thinking of everyone. It's everyone takes this stuff very differently. Everyone is in different situations. If you need to reach out to anyone, please do. If you need to take a sick day from work, please do. Just like do what you can, because it's, for me, this time around, I'm angry. I'm angrier than I was last time, and I was angry last time. And yeah. I might just need to take a day off this week, because it's just, my brain is really overloaded and confused and disappointed and everything, all of those emotions that aren't happy. So, yeah, do what you can. Switch off. Just be kind and know that you have friends in us, and even if we don't know you, that, you know, we do care.
You know, one great thing that distracts my mind from anger and disappointment sometimes is music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the music will save you.
And Chris is also evolving into Jack Black, it appears, in lockdown number 5.
Oh, you should have seen my arms.
Yeah.
My arms were doing real cool things.
Well, we are filming this on video, so I might be able to make this live on socials. He's shaking his head, but I think that means you give me permission. I'm just going to get straight into it. Chris, last week you brought in a local band, Shotgun Mistress, with their song Bleed Me Out.
I did.
In last week's episode, I did say that I've heard of them. I'm across the band. They're on my radar, but I've never listened to them because I judged them on the name of their band. I just want to shout out to said band, because they actually listened to the episode and straightened me out in the inbox of our Instagram at Dive By Us. And yes. I love nothing more than someone putting me in my place and proving or just speaking their mind. I actually love that. So I just want to make one thing clear. So the name Shotgun Mistress is actually a play on a strong female character such as Calamity Jane. And
we're all going to the windy city. You could have stopped me. You didn't stop me.
I'm loving this new show tunes Holland. It's super nice. So I just wanted to clear that up, because I had no proof or education. I just made an assumption based on their name. So thank you to the guys in Shotgun Mistress for clearing that up. They also said that the first track that they released was about violence against women, which just there's so much heavy stuff that they've kind of messaged and shared. They have something really close to home, a really close to home experience with violence against women. And it's something that is actually, they're really passionate about. And so for me, I ate my hat. Very happily, I ate my hat. And it made me take away that level of guilt that I have towards this glam rock sounding music. And I know a lot of it comes from my own personal trauma and personal triggers with a lot of the you know, glam rock scene that I personally have experienced. So I need to remember that it's not all glam rock bands that are like this. Just because they've idolized Motley Crue from the 80s and that behavior doesn't mean that everyone acts like that. So this is my verbal apology to those guys, and I did message them as well, because I love that they just kind of got back to me and said, hey, like, this is actually what it's about, and cleared it up. Now let's talk about the song Bleed Me Out. I freaking love it. And I think that you would know that I would freaking love it. It is just one of my favorite genres of music. And it sounds production-wise, I feel like a lot of the time, particularly Australian glam bands, or lately like new glam bands, just don't get that grit in the production that they really captured in the 80s and early 90s that makes that classic rock so classic sounding or so like fun and different. It doesn't have that punky element to it, but I feel that Shotgun Mistress have really nailed the production. So if you're a band out there that is doing this rock stuff and you just aren't nailing the production, listen to this record because it sounds legit. It sounds old school. And I just now am in love with the band because I have a bit more understanding. And now I'm like, oh, I actually love you, and now I want to be friends with you. And I think I'm your biggest fan.
Wow. All right. That's good in-depth stuff. Excellent. Yeah, no, the band, the first comparison that comes to my head for that is Velvet Revolver, which already sounded like an older band for many reasons.
I feel like they're
But
the only band that have nailed that older sound in modern times.
So that's what I feel like as well. And I still like it. And yeah, the album came out on Friday and there's more and more songs like this one. So go for it.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a cat
It's a
that's.
cat.
My cat has just decided to join the show, and if you listen closer, you might hear her bell. Yeah, no, I loved it, Chris. Thank you, and again, thank you to Shotgun Mistress for telling me that I was wrong. I love that. Your go.
Your song, Cassie, was absolutely beautiful. Like, I very much enjoyed it. So Deep Sea Diver is the artist. Shattering the Hourglass was the name of the song. And yeah, I mentioned Hiatus Coyote a while ago was like the favorite song that you've brought in for ages. This one's the second favorite song. like for months. Like I've never ranked your songs, by the way. It's just an easy memory. It's just really well written in a way, just builds into itself was great.
I'm so glad you dug it. It's I think I said last week that I've listened to that album every day since I watched that NPR performance of theirs on YouTube, and I haven't stopped. It's something that's just struck a nerve in me, and I feel like it's got that early thousands indie that I it's like that coming of age time for me when I was making my own decisions with music and listening to stuff and knowing what I liked as my own self and not because someone told me. It takes me back to the music that I was listening to in that part of my life. And I think that's why I feel extra connected. But yeah, it's just a really well-made album. Like, it's just good.
Excellent. Well, that's something I'll go and listen to the whole thing now.
Well, you got a bit of time on your hands, so
I'm not going anywhere.
You can go deep sea diving. Hey Chris, what are you digging this week?
I'm digging a song I mentioned for 2 seconds 2 episodes ago, which was had this alternate option for a thrash kind of thing I was kind of getting into, and I'm going to get into that territory now. A song that you need to turn on your imagination for and realize you're in a bit of fantasy, and in particular you're probably in a zombie film.
Cool.
It's another Melbourne band that's even louder than Shotgun Mistress. So this band is called Desecrator, because of
Oh,
course they are.
yeah.
And the song is called Summoning, and it's like you are running through a graveyard with your shovel, ready to summon zombies. It's when you think the song is over, that's when the summoning is beginning. Like there's actual real theatre to the monstrosity in this loud, fun piece of art.
Am I going to have nightmares after listening to this?
Maybe.
Ugh, that's just what I need. I'm living a nightmare and then I'm going to have actual nightmares. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah, have fun with it.
I'm never calling you Dad ever again.
Yeah, I just ignored that. That didn't happen.
I've heard of the band. I've seen their epic name in epic metal font on heaps of epic posters, probably playing the Bendigo Hotel once every couple of months. I am down to hear this.
And it also doubles, because it's so loud, it doubles as a song to get your anger out, for whatever reason. So treat it as you would.
For whatever reason, nobody has any reason to be angry right now. Cool. I am gonna chuck it on. You've taken us to an imaginary world. I'm bringing us right down to reality.
But I don't like reality right now, Cassie. Stop it.
You are coming into my lounge room and we're going to sit on the couch and not leave for 2 weeks. I am bringing in a song called Cabin Fever. You say, but actual fact, the artist is Rob Patton and the Cosmic Tumbleweeds. Now, I got to know Rob's music through just the local Melbourne scene, playing a lot of small gigs like the, you know, Thornbury Local and those really little cute Charles Weston corner stage kind of venues. He's played with my partner a lot and I just loved his music. He's a solo artist. He's finally done a release with a band. The new EP is out now. It is called Laid Back, and that really sums up the vibe of the tracks. It's something that you can send to your dad and your dad says, yeah, that's cool. And it's exactly what I needed this weekend. It's exactly, I just needed to listen to some nice country blues that's long and chill and comfortable. And I could just not feel lazy for sitting on the couch and doing nothing. And I didn't feel guilty for not being productive all weekend and for letting the pile of dishes pile up. It's exactly what I needed for this grey weekend. So it's Cabin Fever by Rob Patton and the Cosmic Tumbleweeds. And I hope that you enjoy it, although it's a very, very big step after Desecrator and killing zombies in your nightmares.
Also, strap yourself in because I've clicked it and it's over 8 minutes. So ready for that.
Well, it's an opportunity for you to have a break and just escape and chill the heck out.
Escape is good.
It's a time.
Escape is good.
I'm making up for the minutes I didn't bring in with Turnstile a few weeks back.
Yeah, all right.
It really sums me up. I'm all or nothing. that's it from us for this week. We will probably be sounding just like this again next week and possibly the week after. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there and for just being good sports. Whether you binge us on a Sunday night when you're rearranging your wardrobe, I did get a text message about that last night, or if you listen every week, it's really appreciated. And Chris, as always, it's so nice to see your face, even if it is in a pixelated distant video, and it's so nice to be able to chat music with you.
It's nice. This is good. Yeah. That's all I've got on that.
That's all we've got. Take care, everyone. We'll be back next week.
Have a good one.